This is the Sci Fidelity episode 27, The Important Thing. In the beginning, there was the dirty talking, and the dirty talking was great and powerful and moved upon the surface of the waters. And afterwards, the waters became still. But before that, you don't want to let any kids hear this stuff.
He's just fantasizing about, you know, sodomizing us, which is, you know.
Have we ever done a whole episode about Torchwood? Because that was probably the gayest episode we've ever done.
Only in season, like, two.
Oh, no. Torchwood, up until...
No, in season one...
There's a lot of same-sex.
Is there?
Same-gender
there really?
Sex. Yeah.
Is there really?
Pretty much every character has... either kisses or has sex with somebody of their gender.
Oh, that doesn't count. No. I'm talking about Jack.
It doesn't count?
I'm talking about Jack going just...
Are you talking about on-camera sex?
Just, no, just, you know, hilt deep into Yanto there. That's, like, every episode. Like, the episode ends with, well, you guys go home. Well, fuck Yanto over here.
Hey. He was starting a relationship, and that is what happens a lot at the beginning of some relationships.
I'm just saying.
Just a lot of sex.
You know, it's like they walk in, it's like, so, hey, what's going on? Well, I just finished fucking Yanto, and aliens and some shit, but I don't know. Yanto was gargling my balls. So.
The important thing is, I just fucked Yanto. Yeah.
The important thing is, we just learned that Yanto can take my penis and both testicles in his mouth at the same time. So... Probably not going to use that to start the episode.
I was actually saying you could actually use that because it's actually a pretty good segue. Fuck it, I don't see why not.
Come dribbling, cock gargling bastard, you.
Okay, right. Now we might be getting into areas we may not want to use.
What? This is odd. They're talking about a Doctor Who spinoff. Like, I really don't know what to add to this conversation.
Well, see.
Hey, you need to talk to Russell D. Davis. That's his show. Torchwood is his show.
Yes. Well, is that the counter? So, isn't Jack to counter that the Doctor is basically asexual? So, Jack's got to fuck everything. That's how you balance
that
out.
I think that was kind of an idea. Was to show a different type of space time traveler originally when they introduced him in Doctor Who as here's somebody who's got like twice as much libido or something.
Because I was gonna say
twice as much. Yeah. Does the Doctor even have a libido?
Well, as I meant, like it's all in all of it ended up.
Well, technically he does. I mean, if he's lusting after Rose, I mean he has some bit of a
libido. He wasn't really lusting after Rose.
Yeah. If he's in love with her.
I think there was some ust there.
I think there was some lust.
No, he said ust, not even lust. He's just ust.
I think there was some lust there.
I don't think there was any lust there. I seriously don't think there was any lust there.
You don't think there was any lust?
I don't think there's any real lust. The human doctor, he had some lust. But the Time Lord Doctor...
Eccleston had some ust for Rose.
I don't think so.
Unresolved sexual tension, UST.
Wow, that's deep.
You don't... how did you get by without ust? This is like an essential word for...
I just used...
dramas.
I never...
Some dramas are made of us, Lois and Clark. It's us with a cape. So
you know what? We should introduce the show at some point. But I want to continue this conversation because it's awesome. But we should introduce the show at some point. This is the Sci Fidelity Podcast. I'm sorry. Welcome to the Sci Fidelity Podcast. This is Michael.
This is Patrick.
This is Brian.
So you were saying us. Okay, as a person that has a, that went to school and studied like film and television and stuff like that, I dissected dramas, but we usually just said unresolved sexual tension.
Yeah, that
I've never heard of the actual acronym.
Oh, yes. UST is actually new to me. I've never heard of
it. I've never heard
before.
Of the acronym.
It saves a lot of time.
Well, true.
It's like Zat Gun.
Well,
what the fuck is Zat Gun?
It's short for Zat Nicotel. From Stargate SG-1.
Gotcha. That's why I don't know.
The Stargate fans, all two of them are laughing their heads off
Yeah,
right now.
The thing is, Colonel O'Neill, when Teal'c showed him the gun, he's like, that's cool. What's it called? I was like, it's a Zat Nicotel. We're just going to call those Zat guns from now on. Because, you know, that's how he rolls. So, UST, huh?
Unresolved sexual tension.
I don't.
Well, I mean, he's not wrong.
Maybe here's the thing. Maybe because I wanted to enjoy the show, I just completely ignored that there was unresolved sexual tension.
I don't know.
And that works for me.
Did you watch Frasier? You may not have watched Frasier.
Not.
I watched
a lot of episodes.
Okay, well,
I've seen the occasional episode.
I was just gonna say the first how many seasons were there?
I have no idea, but I've seen about
with
15 episodes
with Daphne. And
I was gonna say the first like. 6 seasons of the show was unresolved sexual tension, and it was funny.
But that was obvious, though. That was she would leave the room, and he'd go, if only I could fuck her.
Well, comedies are not known for their subtlety.
I was going to say, comedies are not exactly known for their comedies. And you get unresolved sexual tension and like, dramas. I could come up with, like, The Lois and Clark was a really good one.
But Moonlighting? Castle?
Moonlighting, yeah. That was it. See, I don't watch Castle, but I would guess that there's probably a lot of unresolved. Bones had a lot of unresolved sexual tension. But I was trying to come up with a good example.
Ouch.
By the way, when I said there were only two Stargate fans out there, I meant that listen to the show. I'm sure there's... I love Stargate, and I'm
sure
there's huge fans.
It was on for 10 seasons. I'm sure there's more than two fans. Well,
the franchise ran for 14 years, right?
A really wrong impression there. So,
I got what you meant.
Yeah.
No. We all got what you meant. Yeah.
I mean, when you have an audience of three.
Actually, given our audience.
Actually, I forgot to listen to last week's episode. So.
Wow. Well, yeah. Way to bring it to just me and Patrick.
Yeah. Like you've listened to it.
I haven't actually. Yeah.
I only listened to it, Zed, to make sure that we didn't, like, you know, drop somebody's phone number or some shit in there. So, way to sell the show.
Dude, we're awesome.
Yes.
This is the demo reel. Yeah. Anyway, unresolved sexual attention.
I don't even know why I just said that random ass statement.
Wow. Unresolved sexual tension. You know what? I had not in Doctor Who. Yeah, Doctor Who. I'm not really. But like I said, maybe I'm just blocking it out so that I can enjoy this damn show and not have it be another stupid show. About
having watched 26 seasons of the previous show and loads of audios and novels where the Doctor is pretty much completely asexual, I was like, dang. That's new.
So to you,
to even put a light dusting of it in the story
the first two seasons of Doctor Who, it was steamy.
For Doctor Who, yes. I mean, I guess it was that American TV movie, but Americans put, you know, sex in everything.
Russell T. Davis brought the stank. Yeah. Y'all smell that? That's sex. Somebody's got mussed up hair.
So that's why the TARDIS is so much bigger in the new series. It's got a chubby. So.
That and you got to make room for sex. Okay.
There actually is a room for sex. We've learned that.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Which the Doctor must never use. But he has companions. And let's be real. Rory and Amy have used that room.
Oh, no. Rory and Amy are fucking like rabbits. That's, you know. Which is, to be fair,
it was a plot point.
Yes,
that's true. That was actually a plot point.
but neither of them are asexual. So, like the Doctor, who's kind of
and the Doctor dances, it's clear that almost every time the word dance shows up, you're supposed to put the word sex in there.
Yeah. No,
and
in that episode.
How can you think that I've never danced? You know.
You should rewatch the episode. Yeah, pretty much every time.
I haven't seen it in like, what was it, 7 years ago?
True.
Good grief.
If you see
rewatch that one, it's like the second best Doctor Who ever made.
Yeah, the doctor dances in that episode. It's clear, really? Or at least
it's the best.
I picked up on it after a while that whenever they say dances, they're talking about sex.
Why did? Okay, never mind. I was gonna make that dirty as all get out, but I decided against it. I am taking the high road. Ha ha.
So on the same subject of
cock
sex
and balls. But anyway, I couldn't do it. I couldn't hold it.
On the subject of sex, but not really the same thing. DC and Marvel are actually
what, we're not talking about drilling anymore?
DC and Marvel are actually kinda doing some monumental moves. One I agree with wholeheartedly. The other one I don't necessarily disagree with. It just seems like a weird move. The one I agree with wholeheartedly, because I don't see why I wouldn't, is they're going to have like the first major same-sex marriage in Marvel. Northstar is going to marry his boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And
where are they? Where are they getting married, by the way? I'm just curious.
I don't actually know, but I want to say the Westchester, because I think when they had the whole X-Men schism thing where
I think
North Star is with the Wolverine group of people. And for those who don't know, recently in the comic books, Cyclops and Wolverine had a disagreement.
That's never happened before.
Well, this one came to blow. Well, yeah, no, fucking Jean Grey. But
I
she's been
read
dead
the
for
comics, and I know that. I
but really she's
know.
Been dead for like 10 years.
Well, you know, if she would stop being such a cock tease.
She's kind of a cock tease, actually. Bitch, I'm in a Genosian jail. This is not a good time to be rubbing up on me. Who are you, Katniss? I'm sorry. I had to make a Hunger Games joke.
Look, we're in the jail cell. You rubbing up on me is not going to get you some food, all right?
You're thinking Hunger Games, we're in Genosha. And here's the thing. I know you know what I'm referring to,
yes,
and that's
yes,
what's cool.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
So anyway, they had a disagreement. So they've had a separate. The X-Men are like two separate groups now. There's a group in San Francisco with Cyclops, and then there's a group in New York with
Logan
with Wolverine, and at the Jean Grey School of Higher Learning, which I thought was a cool plot point that they renamed the school to the Jean Grey School of Higher Learning.
Well, you know, the Xavier Institute. People kind of know what the fuck that is now.
I give points to the people at X-Men at Marvel for holding out, because this is the longest Jean Grey's ever been dead. Let's be real, she's died like 5 times.
No, I know.
This is like the 5th time she's died.
You know, if she comes back now, though, well, East Coast West Coast battle. That's what that's going to be.
Oh yeah, because yeah.
Where are you going to live?
Yeah,
you know who Cyclops deep into, right?
I was going to say Cyclops doesn't have a leg to stand on since he's been fucking someone else. Okay, anyway, we're moving away from the
I was about to say, couldn't she just come back from the dead twice at the same time and then there'd be one for each?
Oh, God.
They did that once, and then demons ran wild over New York. So
that is kind of true.
We're going to avoid
that. That is
what
happened. Fucking Goblin Queen. Yes. I do think it's cool that
that North Star's getting married.
That North Star's getting married.
You know, that if people are like, ooh, hey, it's great. That's not really a shock. Fucking North Star's been gay for like 20 years. I mean, that's like a really long time. It's like, hey, by the way, I'm gay. It was like, all right, cool, whatever. Fight some crime.
That's kind of the thing. For people who just don't give a shit about that, it's really not that big a deal. So to me, I've been reading all these articles about it lately, and it's like, it's not that I don't, when I say I don't give a shit, I say I don't understand why this is an issue. I don't understand why gay people can't get married. I don't understand why this is an issue. So to me, that's not a big deal. I just think it's a cool thing. One of the cool things I saw recently, they had a cover where they showed, it was a wedding album, and they showed like all the, like they have a bunch of pictures from other weddings, and they just included the North Star wedding. And I was like, that's actually a really cool picture, because they have Reed Richards and Sue Storm, and they have, Jean Grey and Cyclops. That didn't turn out well. They even included Jessica Jones and Luke Cage, which
I thought
was a nice touch.
Cute. So here's the question. I'm not really super familiar. Like, I know who North Star is, and you remember Alpha Flight and all that good stuff. But, or he was, at least. I haven't read comics religiously for a while. But
I haven't either, really.
His boyfriend, like,
it's just some random dude. It's none of those superheroes.
Okay. Now, here's the thing that I don't get. Uh-huh. I don't see why North Star would get married. Why would you marry a non-superpowered person that's not that doesn't really work out well.
Well, it happens.
It happens, but it doesn't work out well.
They have an ongoing story, so setting up something that's not going to work out well gives them some place to take
things. That's kind
of true. Well, yeah, I guess so, but I'm just like, I don't...
It'll be like Captain Jack and Yanto.
But, see,
yeah, let's not go back to that.
The part that you probably didn't hear, because...
Yeah, it was kind of bad.
Yeah, I just, well, because now they're going to say, hey, if I want to get a North Star, I can just go, you know, get his spouse now. Just like, yeah. like you could say, ooh, I hate Reed Richards. I'm going to go get his spouse, but she will beat the shit out of you because she's the strongest of all of the Fantastic Four. Well, so that's cool. That's fine. That works out, right? Jessica Jones,
she has powers.
She has powers. Luke Cage has powers.
North Star doesn't do the secret identity thing.
No. He doesn't. There's no mask. It's just his face.
Here's the thing. In the Marvel Universe, the secret identity thing is not as much of a big deal as it is in DC. All right. I mean, they have people who have secret identities, but honestly, even if it comes out, people don't make a big deal. I mean, Steve Rogers recently came out and just said, okay, I'm Captain America. And they did not make a big deal out of it. They were like, whatever. Okay, so we know who Captain America is. That doesn't really change that much.
Does Steve Rogers ever do anything that's not Captain America?
Well, nowadays he does it, but for a long time, he supposedly had a secret identity.
Well, yes, and now that he came out and, like, exposed it, was because, well, I'm always Captain America now. The Steve Rogers dude? Yeah, that's my civilian name, but I always got the shield on my back. Bring it, bitches.
I will say the only time that secret identity seems to be a major plot point in the Marvel Universe is Spider-Man. And because they had a whole thing where he did actually reveal to the world who his secret identity was, and there was... Oh, so many bad ramifications to that.
Well, I think because Spider-Man was the only one that actually, like, gave a concerted shit to make sure that no one found out about his identity. Like, there are individual issues of the comic book, which is just, I think somebody saw my face. I got to track that motherfucker down because I think he might have taken a picture. I'll get that fucking picture back. I mean, you know, Spider-Man has pissed off a lot of people. And, the people that Spider-Man pisses off, you know, they're not all, you know, Venom or Dr. Octopus. He has stopped a whole lot of purse snatchers.
Yeah.
And if they all know that his Aunt May lives in a house by herself, that could be bad. So,
well, yeah, and that's what happened in the comic book when everybody found out who his secret identity was. It wasn't Dr. Octopus or the Green Goblin. No, the Kingpin.
Oh,
the Kingpin got involved.
Oh, that is no good.
And Kingpin was like, oh, you're Peter Parker. I believe you have a sick aunt in the hospital. I think that bitch needs to get sniped. And that's what happened.
You mean looking at your day planner? Bitch needs to get sniped. Yeah, I think so.
But here's the thing. When you're writing a comic book, it is a natural progression of the relationship because North Star just fell in love with someone. That happens. But not only is it a natural progression of the relationship where they get married, it does open the concept to two possible. You're right. I married a civilian. That could have bad ramifications.
Yeah, I mean, not to... Because, you know, you could take this the wrong way. I would say they need to keep that shit in the closet just so that the boyfriend doesn't get kidnapped and used against North Star, right? Just because, shit, if I was an enemy of Alpha Flight, it's the first thing I'm going to do. This fucker can't really fight back. I'm just
going
to say.
I'm going for that guy.
Of all the people that I can get to hurt a member of Alpha Flight and get him to do shit that I want him to do, I'm going to go for the one without superpowers.
You know what I like about your argument?
What?
The fact that it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that they're gay.
Oh, yeah.
Because North Star could marry a civilian woman and the same problem would be
fucking shit.
Actually, it would be worse because if it's one thing, a villain will always kidnap the girl over the guy. You know.
So, well, but here's the thing, though. It doesn't matter. Like, girl, guy, whatever. I don't care about the gender of the person. I'm just saying... I'm going to go for the one that can't, you know, if I have, like, my super-powered suit on, I'm going to go for the one that can't really do shit about it.
Oh, yes.
You know, I don't know how Alicia Masters went so long dating the Thing.
And that bitch is blind.
She's blind on top of being just a civilian. Bitch can't see shit. So
Kingpin, even Kingpin feels sorry for the blind.
He's like, I'm not gonna hit a blind woman.
Or maybe
Kingpin, dude, too serious. Kingpin's not going after the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Doctor Doom, maybe. Yes. But Kingpin's not going after.
I don't know the continuity.
Even Kingpin's like, I'm not fucking with those guys.
No. Kingpin is just a guy who's a big guy who's kind of strong, and he runs a criminal organization.
Yeah, the thing would
smash his fucking face. Yeah. There would be like that is not the guy you want to piss off, because the thing kind of has anger management issues. I'll just throw that out there.
I do want to get into the thing that DC's doing, because that think people might have a problem with. I don't have a problem with it, but I can totally understand why people might have a problem with this.
I kind of have a problem.
Yeah. So basically what DC doing is, recently, we've mentioned it on the show, and about a year ago now, DC basically completely rebooted their universe so that they're telling completely new stories. And they haven't introduced every character. Well, they said they're going to bring back a character that hasn't been introduced yet into the DC universe.
Okay.
And they're going to say that he is he's gay, when before it was just assumed he was not gay.
Okay, so the reboot is, like, what's the mechanism behind the reboot? New universe.
New universe.
Crystal. I know that's the wrong universe. But,
I didn't read the series, but they had a series called Flashpoint where at the end of it, they had to reboot the universe. Where they basically, it was like a Crisis on Infinite Earths, where basically the universe was destroyed and then recreated.
Okay.
And at the same token, and don't get me started on this, there are some series that continued as if the reboot didn't happen. So DC's trying to have their cake and eat it too, where they have a hard reboot for some series and a soft reboot for other series. And it's really easy to see where they did that. See, the hard reboot happened with the series that weren't selling so well.
Uh-huh.
But the series that were selling like fucking hotcakes, well, they just continued as if no reboot ever actually happened. Indeed. And I'm like, that's bullshit.
Indeed. Okay. So I've heard some of this, but I haven't heard the latest thing. So it's not somebody that's already been rebooted.
It's,
so
it's not somebody that has already shown
not
up.
Not Batman,
in the last year.
Not Superman, not Wonder Woman, not.
It won't be any of like the. But. People have pointed out there are a lot of characters that have not come up. Like Wally West has actually not shown up yet.
You know, that's actually who I was thinking it might be.
Yeah, I was thinking it might be Wally West too. But they also did make
the Flash. The Flash.
He was the Flash after Barry Allen. Which I realize you probably have no idea who we're talking about. Yeah. There's an awesome scene in Angel where they're like, he's like, he pulled the Flash. What are you talking about? You know, Jay Garrick, Wally West, Barry Allen. Look, he went really fast. Like, awesome. I love that line. Anyway,
So the thing that kind of,
well, one last thing I do want to point out. Another article I read also pointed out that they very specifically did not say it was a hero. They just said it was a character.
Okay.
So it could be a villain. It could be anyone.
Wow, so that really, oh wait, sorry, that's the wrong universe. I was going to say Dr. Doom and Christoph got a little close, but that's God, Marvel.
That's
sorry.
Disturbing on a number of levels.
Yeah, well, that's what made it dark was what I was going for.
Likes what he sees.
The two big examples that I've heard were Wally West and Ra's al Ghul.
Actually, I could see Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah. I could totally see.
Okay, so the thing that I heard was that they were going to take somebody and just like turn them or whatever. I don't what's the proper terminology for that, but it's like, okay, you've had them.
they were gonna pull a Willow.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. hello, gay now. I thought that they were just gonna take somebody that we've been looking at them for like the last year, and it's like, oh yeah. By the way, you know all those dates I went on with women? Ah! No, I like dudes. It's like, but...
No, it's a character. Okay. They're introducing...
So it's a new... Okay, all right.
I mean, it's a character that you know. It's just it's just somebody that hasn't been reintroduced into the new universe yet.
Okay, so then here... So
when they rebooted the timeline, it introduced gay as a possibility into the thing?
Well, and I think a point that they made was... they're taking a character where it was assumed they were not gay, but that's just the assumption that a lot of people make when you see a character that it's like, but it's never outright stated. Honestly, the only problem that my initial thought was, my only problem with this would be is if they take a character where it's important that they're heterosexual, and the only time that a character, it's important that a character's heterosexual is if their love of a particular woman or a guy, but I know for a fact that the character's a guy, so if their love for a particular woman is actually important to their character. Like, I would have a problem if you suddenly said Superman was gay. Because his love of Lois Lane is actually integral to his character. So, but outside of that, I don't really give you... Like, honestly, if you told me Batman was gay, I don't care. I really don't care. Because has there ever been a character where... Yeah, but that's kind of an... That's a recent... That's only been in, like, the last 6 years.
Well, it's come up before,
It's come up
before,
back in the Tim Burton era.
True. I guess. I don't know.
Like, it comes up. Where
Batman
that's,
has
like,
had so many different girlfriends in the comic books in the last 60
years.
Well,
see, there you go. Right? So, all right.
He could be pulling a Rock Hudson.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You're like, well, you know, you just assume that the character is not gay. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, Green Lantern. Green Arrow. Mm. I assumed he was straight from... All that vagina he was hilt deep in. I just, you know, I don't know why I made that assumption. Oh, yeah, because they were guarding balls. But
would it be easier if instead of having characters swap their orientation entirely, if they just turned out to be bi? Then you don't have to throw out the whole
continuity. I'm not
going
to go so far to call it a cop-out, but I do think...
Then you don't have to throw out the...
No, I'm just going to say this. I think a lot of people would have interpreted it that way. I've met plenty of bi people who I would go, okay, yeah, they actually are bi. But
No, that's not what I meant when I said cop out. By saying cop out, I'm saying that...
That's like having your cake and eat it too.
They don't have to lock into one.
Right.
So if they decide, so like, okay, well, they're gay today, but, you know, we're going to bring in this, this stunning woman in, you know, a year from now, and he's going to fall in love with her. And so and they stay in love for the next 10 years. Then functionally he's straight again. Right.
Yeah. Well, so, and also if you have a writer that's uncomfortable with the idea that this character is gay, but if you make them bi, he can just pretend it never happened.
Right. So cop out. That's what I was getting at by cop out. I'm not talking about.
I only say that because I've actually met people who were like, bisexuality is a cop out. It's like, it's not a cop out, you jackass.
No, that's just somebody that wants their clit tickle or something. Whatever. Hey, look, anybody that wants to rub this, go ahead. I don't care. Whatever. I don't, you know, mustache, long hair, whatever. Bring it on. Just rub it. Just touch it.
I've lived in New Orleans and Las Vegas, and I can tell you there are definitely people who will fuck anything.
Exactly.
By making the guy actually complete, assuming it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Right?
They've definitely stated that it's a guy.
That means that they'll have to do some sort of Flashpoint universe reboot to ungayify him.
No, so I just think they're gonna.
It kind of forces the writers. I'm
actually anxiously awaiting who the character's gonna be because I find it interesting. Now, the reason that I brought all of this up was because there actually has been a backlash, which I shouldn't be surprised by this, but there has been a backlash against Marvel and DC for these moves, where there are groups out there that are desperately trying to prevent them from doing this. And like, it's a creative process. You have zero control over this. I don't understand I don't see what the big deal is. I don't understand what the big deal with the gay marriage is, and I don't see what the big deal is saying that a character is gay. I really don't.
So this is the political part that you were warning
me about. This was like, I didn't know if I wanted to even bring this up on the show because I didn't want this to become too political, but it does bother me when people seem to be bothered by this.
It wasn't political up until about 37 seconds ago.
Well, I have to admit, if I was a fan, I might get fed up, but I would have been fed up the first time they rebooted the universe. I like my continuity to run in reasonably straight lines, and so
that
would have been the thing that bugged me, not whether he's gay or straight, but they just need to stay that way.
And honestly,
a really good in-plot reason.
There is an argument that can be made for the DC one where you're like, okay, but see, you're actually altering a character, so I can actually understand why somebody might. It's not a big deal to me, but I guess I can understand why somebody might.
They rebooted this is what the new 52.
New 52.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. 52. They they would have already lost me at this point in the comic.
Right. Well, so, that's the thing. That's the thing. But the point that I'm getting at is
Batman has red hair or whatever. So.
But the point that I'm getting at is, I guess I could kind of see, on just a sheer stickler point, I guess I could understand why somebody might have a problem with that. But really, you have a problem with characters in the Marvel Universe getting married? You have a problem with that.
So the only thing that would get me is, I'm not reading, and this is just me, I'm not reading the comic to see about their little lie. I'm looking to see them, you know, use
kicks
powers and kick some ass. So that kind of becomes
a
moot
fan.
Kind of, well, no, I am, and it kind of becomes a moot point unless, you know, Superman starts swishing his hips while he's kicking somebody's ass. I mean, it's like, you know,
right.
That's not really a defining part of,
yeah. I mean,
of the part that I'm interested in, yeah. Right? But now I do realize I've read plenty of comics and they do go to their, you know.
X-Men in particular loves to go into the personal. It's a soap opera.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a soap opera where they occasionally go into space. Yeah.
and true enough, but that, I always kind of feel that that's like,
that's the part that you
that's
don't
like filler. It's yeah. like it's the gap between, because we don't want to, you know, fight the world destroying monster every
issue.
So, you know,
yeah,
so this stuff is filler.
But the baseball issues were always fun. You know, X-Men had a regular thing where they would have issues. Well, it may not be the entirety of the issue, but they would have quiet issues, and a lot of the time they would play baseball in those issues.
See, I want to see
the one that I saw.
I
want
to see superhero baseball.
That's actually the point of it. It's like, you're not supposed to use your powers, but they always end up breaking that rule.
So that's what I want to watch. I want to see superhero baseball.
See, yeah, the one I saw was, the one I read was they were playing basketball.
Yeah,
and,
whatever.
And the thing was, Gambit kept making every single basket.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Rogue flies up and like smacks the ball out of the air. And they're like, hey, I thought we were doing no powers. He's like, not everybody's powers is shooting beams out of their eyes. Like, his power is natural agility and you know, hand-eye coordination. So how do I know that he's turned that shit off? It's bullshit.
That's true. Like, if you're going to play basketball with Beast, he's probably going to be really good at
that. He's probably going to be good at that. Also, if you're going to play with Longshot, he's probably going to get most of those shots.
He can probably throw it away from the basket, and it will somehow find its way into the
right. And it's not, I mean, it's not like he's trying to cheat, but that's just like part of, you know.
That's just who he is.
That's just who they are.
Deliberately
so.
Aim to miss in order to not
cheat. Well, right, exactly.
Yeah. No, with Longshot, if he would actually not want it to go in.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If he threw it in any direction but wanted it to go into the basket, it'll find its way into the basket.
It would go in. He'd have to smack a bitch first. And then, because if he's not pure of heart, then his luck power stops working.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I forgot about that part.
Yeah, so he'd be like, hey, Rogue, where's my money, bitch? And then throw it, and then it wouldn't go in. That would be likely, but so that's my only thing for bringing that up. So like,
I'm
North Star getting
in this
married,
superhero. I want to hear more about this guy.
Have you not heard about?
I've not heard of this guy or his superpower.
We'll get into it after the show.
Yeah, because this show's actually almost over. That's the only thing. Like North Star getting married. Yeah, no, I mean that's been part of that character for like the longest time.
Yeah,
and now that there's all this hoopla about gay people getting married, well. You know, why the hell wouldn't he fly? Because, you know, he could fly really fast. Part of
his
power. So why wouldn't he just pick up his boyfriend and fly somewhere where it's legal and then get married?
Damn straight.
My only thing is, why would you want to make it a big deal saying, hey, if you need leverage on me, right here, kidnap this fucker. That's my only issue with that. But the whole
I haven't have they done have they released the comic yet, or is it
it actually
preview?
Comes out? It comes out next month, I think.
So yeah. I'm wondering if it's kind of like some of these other big PR statements that some people are making, where they're, you know, in the comic book universe, I assume there's a significant faction of the community that's anti-gay in their comic books, just like in real life. Yes, no.
They do, like, but honestly,
that ever comes up.
In the Marvel universe, the anti-mutant thing is usually so big that they actually make the point in the comic book that racial hatred and hatred, all other hatreds kind of bow to the mutant hatred.
So it wouldn't really make sense for them to just be doing it as a PR move.
Right.
Or I guess it could, but he's a mutant, yes?
He is a mutant.
Marriage.
They could have a whole thing about mutants. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting married publicly to make a statement.
Honestly, though,
So here's the thing. Yeah,
I think the mutant hatred thing's kind of died down just a little bit now that there's only like 200 of them on the entire planet.
Yeah. But yeah, if there's going to be a protest.
Yes, but would you want one marrying your daughter?
So yeah, if there's going to be a protest at Northstar's wedding in the Marvel Universe, it's probably going to be because he's a mutant.
Yeah.
And not because I think all the humans, straight, gay, or otherwise, have all said, well, you know, that fucker can pick up a car, so we should all hate him. Hey, you're cool with me. You can't walk through my walls and kill me while I sleep. That motherfucker can't. I got bigger fish to fry right now.
And I will say this. unlike a lot of the hatred that you've gotten in our universe about the whole, oh, I don't want them breeding because, you know, that could, bad things could happen. If you honestly are afraid of mutants, yeah, if a mutant has sex with a regular person, their child is probably going to be a mutant. Which is just, you know, creating more of the thing you're afraid of.
But not if they're the same sex. Problem solved.
That's
it's
true.
A win-win.
They can adopt. Probably a mutant.
Where would they get it from? That's the thing.
That's true.
So Northstar, not a problem. The changing a character, because that kind of seems like that's pandering.
Well,
just
the whole point of doing a continuity reboot.
Well,
so you can
true
make
enough,
change.
But
well,
true
and,
enough.
And I will say,
so
this,
I will give you that.
And I will say part of the reason, and I applaud them for this. Part of the reason that they wanted to do the reboot, because they wanted to start from scratch, was we really wanted to introduce more diversity into the DC universe. No. It's not necessarily a bad thing. I understand on a level it can be pandering, but it's true. There are, if you look at the DC universe, like 90% of their characters are white and male. So they're like, okay, when we say we want to introduce diversity, it's not that we're pandering. We do have a problem. Most of our characters are white and male. We do actually need to fix that. When the white male writers recognize that this is a bit of a problem. So I kind of viewed this as
kind of makes them bland.
Well, that's part of my thing. It also is just kind of boring.
Well, no. What I mean is, so if 90% of them are white, then they can just be whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't have to worry about having to live up to some, you know, cultural norm or stereotype. They can just be like this empty shell that you can jump into. Now, unless, of course, you're like, well, he's not the same skin color as me, so I can't identify with him. But my the thing I hate is when it's like, oh, well, this person's black, so, or Hispanic or whatever, and so, you know, they become these stereotypes of right. that race and not just,
well, and that is definitely something we've had a problem with in comic books in the past.
So that's, and I think that's how they address that, because like, well, you know, you want to identify with this person, so we'll dive on the stereotype.
Yeah.
Like Deathlok, right? When they, the new Deathlok. Well, that was a black guy. Mm. And they, you know, they brought that up some of the times, but it wasn't like, oh.
It wasn't a defining aspect of his personality.
Yeah. That, you know, it's.
Well, I'm just going to say this. And I do think that's what they're trying to go for. They're trying to go more for just having more diverse characters there. They're not going to say that the person's going to be intrinsic to that, like the stereotypes of that particular thing. Because, you know, they tried to increase Mr. Terrific, you know, one of the prominent black characters in this universe. Yeah. They actually tried to increase his whole, you know, give him more room. He actually had a comic, ended up getting canceled because nobody was buying it. And no fault of them. They sold the comic. Nobody was buying it.
Exactly.
But he doesn't follow the stereotype. I will say this. I get where you're coming from, but I do think it's important to have different types of characters, because it's not the, I'm not saying that like you have to have that, but it's nice to have like the occasional black character that that a black kid could look up to. It's not. I'll be fair and say, Cisco. Part of the reason why Cisco is my favorite captain is the fact that he's black. I will acknowledge that. And it's not the entire reason, but it's part of it. I will acknowledge that it's part of it.
And as a kid, I mean, this is if I was stressing out the fact that I was blonde and Han Solo was not blonde, so I had to be a Luke fan.
Mm-hmm.
Just I can only imagine that if you have a different skin color, that might even be more. I mean, of an issue. Admittedly, right. An issue you grow out of, but
Wow.
You don't think so?
Did you actually have that problem?
No. I mean, it wasn't a huge issue, but I did sit around thinking, well, I don't look much like Han. I should probably stick with working on Luke Skywalker costumes.
You mean for costumes?
Well,
okay,
I was still 10 years old.
To be fair,
okay.
Well, I was going to say, I would still wear a Han Solo costume.
Yeah. I'd wear one now.
If you wear a Han Solo costume, they'll just assume that you're Lando Calrissian from the end of Return of the Jedi. Yes.
Well, okay. So the
Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Empire Strikes Back. I'm glad you know what I was talking about.
But okay, so you bring up Sisko, right? Mm-hmm. And how often did the fact that he was black actually affect?
No, it didn't
like
affect the
character. One little sequence, the Vic Fontaine thing in the holosuite.
And they had an episode. But here's the thing, and I hear where you're coming from, and that's absolutely true. It was never important to the plot, but actually, that's when I like it. I don't like it when you make it important to the plot.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. So, when they did that, mm-hmm. and maybe they were, maybe they're not, but I was like, oh, well, you know, we need diversity, but they didn't go and, you know, make that define who the character is. Right. But I think when you say, oh, you know, we need more diversity, when people say, oh, we need more diversity, they start looking for the stereotypes. They're like, we need three blacks and two Asians and four women and five gays.
You mean the cast of Voyager? Because I'd be honest, sometimes I look at the cast of Voyager and I do feel like that was made by a committee to make sure it was diversified.
You people complain, and so, you know what? We'll put some Asians in space. It's fine. No. I just want you guys to know you survived to the future. I know there was some concern. Obviously, the blacks made it. I don't know how that happened, but whatever, they stowed away. But the, you know, so it's...
You've seen The Matrix?
Yeah.
Mostly black people survived to the future.
Yeah, no, they were just trying to get the show back to its rather stereotype roots back in the 1960s when Sulu was considered progressive.
I will say this. The DC Universe has actually handled it in a way where I understand where your concern is. I don't think they would do that. Okay. I think they would just say that this character is gay, but I don't think they would make it defining. I don't think they would make it a defining part of his character.
Right.
It's like, because they have Batwoman, who they recently introduced, and she's a gay character, and they make a big deal out of the fact that she's a gay character, but when it comes to the plot, I don't think it ever actually comes up. Okay. I think she has a girlfriend, but I think that's the most it comes up.
Well, right. So, So if you're gonna make it, if you make it a big deal, mm-hmm. then in the process of making it a big deal,
you've ruined the whole point.
You defeated the whole point. You're like, oh, hey, look, we're gonna, you know, make a caricature of you.
Yeah, our gays special, and you've got to put them in the story without making them special for being gay.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
If what they're trying to present is, you know, gays and straights are the same, then that would be like your comment of the difference between being a blonde character or a brunette character, yeah. right? You don't.
By the way, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
That kind of is the first time I've ever heard that.
I was
too.
A real detail oriented kid.
Indeed.
I never got better.
So, indeed.
We know.
So if that's what you're trying to shoot for, then, you know, that's what you need to do. You can't, you know, we can't make, oh, well, we have all these blonde haired issues or whatever. If they're supposed to be. It's like, oh, I can't go out in the sun, it'll get bleached or whatever. I can't fight crime. Whatever.
It doesn't matter in the DC universe. You just have black hair and blue eyes. Because Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman all have black hair and blue eyes.
They're the master race.
I've had many people point that out. It's like, have you ever noticed that Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman? It's called simplistic comics, people.
It's called,
in the days, you could only have so much.
Exactly. Why was the original Hulk gray? That's the color we fucking had. That's why.
Right. Yeah. People try to make a whole big deal out of it. I was like, no, I think that was it was easier to color that. I don't think that was a racial thing. I don't think it was a superiority thing. I think it was just easier to color black hair and blue eyes.
You know, we didn't have all these color matching technologies now. Pantone. No. This used to go in a newspaper. All right. That's
on a wild tangent that I'll come back and just give me like 30 seconds. Right. I did think it was really cool. They recently, like about 5 or 6 years ago, they had a whole thing where you find out that there were two separate Lex Luthors running around for like 2 years. And they were like, if you go back and check, you can figure out which ones was which by eye color. One had blue eyes and one had green eyes. And apparently they had been keeping track of that.
Nice.
And I was like, that's fucking awesome.
And Superman didn't pick up on this?
I don't think he pays that much attention.
He should.
I thought Batman would have noticed.
Batman would have noticed. It's a good thing he's not a Batman villain.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Actually, Superman might have noticed that, but it's not important, and you're taking away something that's cool. It's one of those things where I was like, oh my God, they actually did give you a real clue, because I did go back to a bunch of my old comics. I was like, oh my God, you can't actually tell the difference. There are scenes where one has blue eyes and one has green eyes.
That is actually kind of cool.
In the same comic, or it was usually all
I did
issues?
See one example where it wasn't the same comic.
Wow. All right. That's impressive.
So, yeah, I was like, that's impressive.
Okay. So.
But that was a wild tangent. Tangent over.
That was a wild tangent. Well, I think we've beaten the gay horse to death. I don't really.
I like how you had to think about how to say that. Beating the gay horse to death. Is that the title? Please no.
Yeah. Please no. So yeah, yay DC if you do it right.
It's going to be riding the gay horse.
And on that note,
well, I now I kind of don't want to tell them where they can find us online, because I think that might lead to some awkwardness.
What did you just say? Oh, he's giving me some helpful information to cuss them out.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? There's probably somebody who's been waiting this like the last 15 minutes, like just. Tell me where the fucking webpage is so I could fucking cuss you out. And it's like, well, I guess we're going to do that shit now, aren't we?
Pimp it.
Well, because you know what? If we don't, Steve will blow his top right now.
Better be cussed out by somebody you know than somebody you don't know.
Ideally, it would be someone that doesn't know me that would feel the need to cuss me out. I would hope that the people that know me know that I'm not that big of an asshole in that way.
I would hope that the people who know that I'm an asshole.
Well,
and should just be able to roll with it.
Well, I said not in that way. Right. Oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely an asshole in so many ways, and then I just got it. Okay, anyway.
So, Pimpin. Listen, I realize that Pimpin ain't easy, but you gotta.
Yeah, but if we keep talking about assholes, it's going to go someplace.
Oh, God.
You know,
Brian.
Yeah, Brian, it was an unsaid joke before.
And it's a said one now.
It's a said joke now. Wow. Fuck subtlety.
Yeah. Pimpin ain't easy, but it's necessary.
We should say that every time we do this now. Pimpin ain't easy, but it's necessary.
Oh, that's from a rap song.
It is.
I could bust into that, but. No one wants to hear that. So instead, I will tell you that you can go to facebook.com/sci-fi show or twitter.com/sci-fi show. You can go to the webpage, which is www.sci-fi show.net, or you can get us email at feedback at sci-fi show.net. So, if you're any good at pattern matching, you will notice that there's something similar through all of these methods.
Is it the dot? It's the dot, right?
Well, there's dots in all of them. Yeah, there's, and most of them have slashes as well.
That's true.
So, but yeah, so just remember sci-fi show, and you'll probably be able to stumble across us. Oh, yeah, and there's Google Plus, but.
No said about that.
Yeah. I don't want people to think that I'm forgetting it. That's all it deserves. So
I've acknowledged that Google Plus exists.
Pretty much. They want my information, and they can't have it because none of my friends are there. So,
Pretty much.
So I think that's it for episode 27. Oh, 27. All right.
We're getting up there.
I shouldn't sound so exasperated.
Wow.
Son of a bitch. 27.
God damn.
How many of the fuck
am I still doing this?
How many of these fucking things I got to do? So yeah, episode 27.
I guess the court was serious about me having to do this for a while.
they're probably going to be mad that I wasn't more, woohoo, diversity.
Awesome.
Oh, shit. Ah, segregation. No.
the segregation's killing me inside.
Maybe you have to be white to get powers. Maybe that's the thing that we're missing.
I for a long time, as a child, I thought that was true. Barely you have to be white to get powers. And if you're black, you have to either be really strong or really intelligent. That's the other lesson that I learned. Because apparently those were the only powers that you ever got.
Yeah, well, that's the either play into or counter the stereotype.
Yeah.
Hence the problem that comes from that.
And sometimes you got both. Because let's be real. Panthro was black. Panthro was a black man.
Even though we should be finishing now. You know who else is black? IQ from the Bionic 6.
Damn right. And what was he? Smart and
smart strong. And strong as shit.
Yeah.
So, smartest one of all of them. Hence his code name, IQ. Just saying.
I thought his name was ironic. Anywho.
All right, that's enough of this. This is Patrick.
This is Michael.
This is Brian. Still now wondering what color Han Solo's eyes are.
Oh, God.
He was
he's so
genius. You know he was going to do that, but he wasn't prepared.
Actually, that was awesome.
All right, peace, bitches.